Can you hear that sound? Is it just the wind? A gathering storm? Or something set apart from the expected norm? It is building intensity at the horizon's edge, gaining ground to that unseen dread. Darkness envelops and gravity shifts. You're being propelled into blackness, a cosmic blip. 67,000 miles an hour, speeding through time and nowhere to cower. Your life as you knew it, sensory illusion, you blew it. Out here in the stars, the vacuum of space, its maw spread wide open, the yawning chasm awaits. From birth pales to burial, it's all led to this. Some erratic static played out over a bell, striving fist. Universal collapse, and you're in the front row. The event horizon approaches, but not before another. Then a grip.
Yeah.
some mellow jello, ain't it, folks? It's the right time, the right place, the Midnight Monster Hop and Otto Shrunkenhead, and this is Phantom Creep Radio. We are on the air. I am the Mighty Moloch. The Mighty Moloch here at Otto Shrunkenhead. We have a really exciting night for you. My DJ Gregory, DJ partner Gregory is passing out some drink tickets, getting the both bands we've got tonight all liquored up, feeling all right. Those bands, well, they are none other than the Other Men. The Other Men. The Omega Men. I knew I was going to do that. The Omega Men are playing tonight along with the Luxurious Fofurs. But here's a real cool song, a real cool song for you to be chilled and thrilled by none other than the Bumble himself. That's right, the Copycats with the Abominable Snowman live on Phantom Creep Radio.
High in the mountains of Himalaya, that's where the weirdest voice will call you. The Abominable Snowman.
I am public monster number one. I make all the other monsters run. Even public monsters two and three are too darn chicken to play with me!
Natives who've seen him all inform us he is enormously enormous.
I used to be bigger, but I've been sick.
The Abominable Snowman.
They call me Public Monster Number One, just because I like some innocent fun, like catching mountaineers in large amounts and pushing up the cliffs to watch a bounce.
Lives up where it's freezing, blowing his nose and sneezing. He lives up high, 'cause if he lived down low, he'd turn into a puddle of H2O. That's water, you know. So if you should see this kooky giant, don't hang around and look defiant.
If you're using your noggin, you climb aboard your toboggan.
So get away fast, fast as you can from this abominable snowman.
Oh boy, here comes somebody now. I'll see if I can get him. Boy, look at them mountaineers go.
I was walking through the woods one stormy night. The wind was moaning, so it gave me a fright. The lightning was flashing so bright you could see, and something out there in the dark was looking at me. I found a dark old mansion and I gave the door a rap. It was answered by a ghost who said, "Welcome to our trap." He took me to the parlor and a witch took my coat. She led me to the fireplace and a magic word she spoke. The elk above the mantel bent down and took my hat and tossed it in the corner where the black cat spat. She grabbed up a broom and we swept down the hall and entered the cellar where the ghouls have their ball. They were jumping all over. They had a band that was alive. And when I played bass, oh man, they really did jive. Oh, this is kicks. As cool as a tune. gold mining. Groovy.
Size. Not a word was heard, not a soul alive. I turned around and I heard some jive. Spooks were playing a tune on a tombstone. Tried to run, but my doggies grew stiff. Shook in my britches and I don't mean if. A fiddle squeaked a high spooky riff, and spooks were playing a tune on a tombstone. The old town crier had given them their cue. The pilgrims there were square dancing too, while Pocahontas gave them a lift, calling each reel with Captain John Smith. When I awoke, the spooks had fled. Looked in the closet and under the bed. There on the floor was a book I read. No more spooky stories for me at night. I never ever want to see another sight like the spooks playing a tune on the tombstone. Playing a tune on a tombstone. Spooks were playing a tune on a tombstone. The old town crier had given them their cue. The pilgrims there were square dancing too, while Pocahontas gave them a lift, calling each reel with Captain John Smith. When I awoke, the spooks had fled. Looked in the closet and under the bed. There on the floor was a book I read. No more spooky stories for me at night. I never ever want to see another sight like the spooks playing a tune on a tombstone.
That was another killer gorilla track, and this is Phantom Creep Radio, broadcasting live from Midnight Monster Hop here at Otto's Shrunken Head. Let's take a break here. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's open up the phone lines. Who's calling? You are home. Who's there?
Hey, are you there?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Don Glute calling from California.
Oh, Don Glute, we are honored to have you. I didn't know you were listening. This is a great
surprise. Oh, I listen all the time.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. So, how are you doing? Last I've seen, you're in production of your She-Wolf film, is that correct?
Yeah, we finished shooting principal photography a couple weeks ago.
That's great. Can you tell me anything about the film?
It takes place today, but the opening sequence takes place in 1941 Germany. So, we did our best to make that sequence look like some of the scenes you might remember from the original 1941 Wolfman, you know, when they're out there on the moors with the fog and the trees and all that, with the villagers. And,
great.
One of the things I'm very proud of, in the past I've been criticized for not having the best actors in my movies. Sometimes you would hire some actress because she would take her top off or something, and that was the reason. This time, we went with the Screen Actors Guild contract, and we were really, really picking on the actors. We had almost 6,000 actors submit for the movie, and we whittled that down to what I think is a sensational ensemble cast. I think for the acting alone, this movie is going to stand out from anything I've ever done before. And I'm hoping it's going to be the start of a whole new direction for me. I've got a vampire movie and a Frankenstein movie I want to do next. I'm not sure which I'll do first, but I want to do those two movies within the next year, if possible, if I can get the money together to make them. And so that's pretty much what it is. She-Wolves, the title may change. We don't know. Right now it's called She-Wolves. All one word with a capital W in the middle.
We looking at the time here, we got to get back to the music.
Okay.
Grigori, well, thanks so much for calling in, Don.
Please call in
anytime you'd like. We'd love to know more about your project as it continues, She-Wolves in particular, but anything for that matter. But we didn't even get to talk about your dinosaur house.
We can do that next time.
Okay, sounds great. Meanwhile, Grigori, why don't you play us another track, Mac?
Did you get it?
No, but I will.
Now, young man, after today, I don't think you'll have need of my consultation any longer. I know now that all your troubles started at that dance. And at that time, you were in love with a girl named Jane.
Who? Jane, sustainable, name, fine, for war, for the shame,
Yes. It was a shame the way Jane broke your heart. Yes, she did. And it all happened because of a guy named Bob.
Bob, stable, now Bob. Oh, what a slob that Bob. He is a slob that Bob.
And just think, at one time, he was your best pal. Oh, how you cried and
cried.
But now you found somebody new. And from now on, you'll never have another lonely day or night.
Day, night, six, five, night, five, four, five, everything. It's gonna be all right. Dance, 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 shame, shame. Hot, hot, five, 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 five.
Lots of luck, son. I don't know. Good luck.
Well, that was Bobby Hendrix with a track entitled Psycho to make you question everything you see and hear. This is Phantom Creep Radio coming to you live from the Midnight Monster Hop on Auto Shrunken Head the last Saturday of every month. I am the Mighty Moloch here with DJ Gregory and special guest bands. The Omega Men and the Luxurious Faux Furs. Coming up next, we have the Zanies with Mad Scientist.
They say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad. Monty, yes, fearless leader. Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Fipo!
Boy, is he nuts.
They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
I fell in love
tastes sour, my salt tastes sweet. I wanna lay down, but I just can't sleep. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Round and round, same old thing. A heartache, misery, trouble, and pain.
She had a real dog face, asked me to her place. I said, screaming, that's inviting. When we got there, she said, sit anywhere. So I sat down on the couch. She said, close your eyes, I got a big surprise. And next thing I knew,
boo-boo. Give me a boo-boo.
Now I'm someone you can see through. Who do you think you are? She started sticking them pins in me. I said, man, that alarmed me. Now it ain't that I'm old-fashioned, and I won't go for something new. But baby,
baby please,
please,
I ain't no cheese. How'd you like them pins in you?
Boo!
Boo-doo.
Shrunken head. I have a bone to pick with each and every one of you. Okay. I've seen all of you take pictures and video. I want you all to tag what you take tonight with @PhantomCreepNYC. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We want you all to post your pictures and to tweet and to talk. Because we want to see you all back next month for our special Lux Lives tribute. So please, post your pictures, post your videos, post your fences, I don't know. Now that I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about something. My name is Baron Lestrange. I used to be just some normal guy, well, strange normal, strange Jason, but I had a desire to be something more. And for each and every one of you, do you want a better job? Do you want a better life? Do you want the power to capture your boss's soul, contain it in a jar, and make him give you a raise?
I say we let him
go. I'll take that as a yes. Let me tell you about the University of Voodoo. Here at U of Voodoo, we will teach you all the necessary skills to get a little head in the corporate world, because here at Otto's, that's what we're all looking for, a little head. At U of Voo, we will teach you the following skills: cubicle zombie creation, head shrinking and head hunting, voodoo doll PowerPoint, love potions, and of course, Six Sigma. We are as fully accredited as the University of Phoenix, and you know you can trust those guys. Classes for the fall, we're now accepting applications. All you have to do is slit the throat of a chicken and put in a check for your registration fee, stick it in a mailbox, and we will find you. Yes, stick it in the mailbox indeed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the University of Voodoo Business School, where a better you ends with voodoo. Now for some music from you, DJ Gregory.
I thought I was a snake, I started crawling on the ground. Thought I was a dog, I started barking like a hound. Thought I was a coyote hollering at the moon. Stumbling and a fumbling like a flip-minded goon. He done a voodoo to do me. He done a voodoo to do me. Hey, just about as mixed up as a gal can be. He done a voodoo.
Up to sing.
Everybody chop chop.
Come along with me.
Let's
us to the graveyard, cha-cha.
Come along with me.
Everybody, cha-cha.
Come along with me.
Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha.
See you again tomorrow night.
Daddy, can't make it tomorrow night.
Shut up and get back in your tomb.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Kelton the Cop. Kelton, how are you today?
I'm fine, Uncle Dale. It's a pleasure to be here.
Kelton, I imagine out on patrol there's a lot of weird things that happen, and I'm sure you have a story to tell us.
I sure do. And as a matter of fact, here's one I think will scare the pants right off you. I was out on patrol late one night. The neighborhood seemed quiet. No trouble in sight. Suddenly the radio cracked loud and my life would change.
Kelton, there's a disturbance at the residence called Strange.
This took me by surprise. I couldn't believe my ears. Why, I thought no one had lived here for years. So I asked if they were sure maybe this was a prank. And the dispatcher said if I didn't get going, I'll be knocked down a rank. Uncle Dale, I was mighty scared. I didn't want to go to the house, but I had to follow orders. So I walked up to the front door, and I knocked on the door. The door opened by itself. No one was there. That's when I pulled out my gun, and I very carefully walked into the house. Let me tell you, it was really strange. There was a musky kind of smell, and the blood on the walls. Cats came out of nowhere, while it made my flesh crawl. Big bats in the hallway, and from the ceiling they would hang. That's where they live, in the home of the strange. There were phones in the basement and noises in the attic. Flashes in the dark I thought were caused by static. Then a man with a black cape came out and showed me his fangs.
Welcome to where I live, to my home.
Oh,
track that was. That was Home on the Strange, sung by Paul Marco. That's the actor that played Kelton the Cop in the original Ed Wood Plan 9 from Outer Space. Home on the Strange, put out by Dionysus Records some mere 20 years ago. This is Phantom Creep Radio, broadcasting to you live around the world from Otto's Shrunken Head at the Midnight Monster Hop. And coming up next, it's Big Don with Nightmare.
Wow. a fight. It ain't no use to turn around and run the other way, cause if it's for your baby, it's gonna get you anyway. Well, oh, ooh-pa-pa, ooh-pa, cha-diddy-diddy-diddy, ooh-pa-pa-pa, ooh-pa, cha-diddy-diddy, ooh-pa-pa-pa, ooh-pa, cha-diddy-diddy, ooh-pa-pa-pa, ooh-pa, cha-diddy-diddy-diddy, ooh-pa-pa, ooh-yeah, 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 pa, ooh-pa, ooh-pa, ooh-pa-pa, where the ooh-pa.
Looping and a scooping and a rocking and a reeling. This is Fan and Creep Radio. Hey, Ed, we're hanging from the ceiling. Let's open the phone lines. Let's go out west. Let's see who's calling.
Hello, is this the great, mighty Moloch?
It sure is. Who do we have on the line?
This is your friend. Yes, this is your friend Joe Moe calling from my mausoleum here in Horrorwood, California. I love the
fantastic
show, so I thought I'd check in and say hi.
What of the original backpack? Welcome, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for calling.
Hello. Sure, hello to you and Greg Gorey.
What are you working on, Joe?
Well, you know, I'm coming out to Chicago on February 13th and 15th for our Mad Mobster True Crime and Horror Expo at the Hilton Chicago. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's really a hybrid of a horror convention and true crime fanatic, so it should be interesting because there's so many actors and monsters who are based on actual serial killers and whatnot. It's kind of an interesting little mix. After that, we're going to Charlotte, the end of the month in Charlotte, for the Mad Monster Party, which is our flagship convention. And Tobin Bell will be there with us, and Danny Trejo. It'll be a lot of fun. This Chicago Con in a couple of weeks, Kane Hodder is actually going to get in his Jason makeup, and it's going to be applied full head-to-body creature suit by John Buechler, who did the makeup originally. And
wow. Movie,
but they worked together. And yeah, it should be a lot of fun. That's a photo op.
That is amazing. You are doing
yes.
Wonderful work.
We're doing a lot of monster stuff, and hopefully the fans will come out and support us. It's always a lot of fun. We'll make a lot of friends that you didn't know before. And we can travel around the country like the true great Grateful Dead, following, you know, the horror icons around.
or even like Forey's cross-country trip. Forey Ackerman, you know, traveled cross-country visiting fans. You could say you are doing similar stuff, really.
That's true. And, you know, we don't eat quite as much pie as Forey does, but we can give it a run. Money for sure.
Mad Mobster Party and Mad Monster Party. We're all mad here.
Mm-hmm.
What is your website?
It's easy. It's www.madmonster.com. Come and you'll see all the show pages, and if we're in your neighborhood, make sure to come in and visit. You'll have a really good time.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, we have to get back to the music, Joe. Thanks so much for calling. Keep listening in. Like a pit of poisonous pythons, the hiss just keep on coming.
The big bad tarantula too will always run when you walk by. You always seem to catch their eye. But you're my girl, nobody else. You're my girl, nobody else. You're my girl, nobody else. You're the pride of the old witch's home. A body disappeared from the morgue last night. The townspeople shouted and screamed in fright. But true love brought us back together again. Now we'll never part until they bury you again. But you're my girl, nobody else. You're my girl, nobody else. You're my girl, nobody else. You're the pride of the Overton's home. Frankenstein wanted you for his wife, but Jack the Ripper stuck you with his knife. They tried to bury you 6 feet deep, but they couldn't cover up your big old feet. But you're my girl, nobody else. You're my girl,
snakes and grasshoppers too. They always seem to follow you, but you're my girl. Nobody else, you're my girl. Nobody else, you're my girl. Nobody else, you're the pride of the whole witch's home. But you're my girl. Nobody else, you're my girl. Nobody else, you're my girl. Nobody else, you're the pride of the whole witch's home. But you're my girl. Nobody else, you're my girl.
One night while I was sleeping so warmly in my bed, I felt a pair of lips on mine. I woke up full of dread. I find nobody in my room, nobody in the hall. I tried to fall asleep again, but I couldn't sleep at all. Demon lover, demon lover, why can't you be true? Demon lover, demon lover, where are you? The next night I was reading, I dozed off carelessly. Before too long, a pair of arms enclosed me hungrily. I never knew there was such love for anyone to give, until my demon lover's back. I just don't want to live. Demon lover, demon lover, why can't you be true? Demon lover, demon lover, where are you? I've searched the whole world over, but nowhere have I met my demon lover with the lips no woman could forget. His burning kisses haunt me still, they haunt me night and day. And when I think of his caress, I almost melt away. Demon lover, demon lover, why can't you be true? Demon lover, demon lover, where are you? Ooh, where are you? Yeah, where are you? Baby, where are you?
Well, I don't know what would give you more chills, the temperature outside tonight, or Demon Lover by Bob and Lucille. This is Phantom Creep Radio coming to you live from Midnight Monster Hop and Otto's Shrunken Head and broadcast around the world. Coming up next is one that hits real close to home. It's Ho Ho Rock and Roll.
Ho Ho. Ho Ho. Ho Ho. Oh my. Oh. Oh, oh my. Something. Something.
Oh, now you should. Oh, now you shouldn't. Oh, now you
its frightful glow. Let us send this broadcast of Phantom Creep Radio. The show's recorded live or as close as it can be in Mad Manhattan, New York City. If you're around the area, don't forget to stop and join us for the Midnight Monster Hop. Thanks to Steve, Dale, and Laurie for letting us play this creepy music every last Saturday. That opening music that made you shiver is an original theme from our own Decomposer. Both he and Strange Jason produced this podcast, leaving all you monster kids terribly aghast. So when the sun grows dim and one-eyed cats start to prowl, you see the Spider Woman and you hear a bulldog's growl. When monsters appear, then that's when you know we'll be back with another edition of Phantom Creep Radio!